NPR News. This is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
In Washington, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. airports are beginning to open for business again with much tighter security. The Federal Aviation Administration is in charge of security at the nation's airports, but the day-to-day operations are largely carried out by employees of private contractors hired by airlines and airport owners. NPR's Emily Harris reports now that Tuesday's attacks are raising concerns that this system is not working.
Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta today announced the federal government is getting more directly involved in airport security right away.
Agents from the Department of Justice and from the Department of Treasury will be deployed to airports across the country. The added presence of these officers will augment our existing heightened security procedures, serving as a visible reminder of our strong commitment to protect the safety of the American people and the traveling public.
The FAA has also asked the military to lend elite counter-terrorist Delta Force soldiers to fly on commercial flights. In addition to actually beefing up security, the intent is to create an image of authority, not really part of familiar airport security procedures. For years, the people who staff X-ray scanner machines have been cited as a serious weak spot in security procedures. Low pay, often minimum wage, and extraordinarily high turnover are frequently blamed for checkpoints that can seem chaotic and monitors who have failed to spot test guns and bombs. But labor organizer John O. Schaefer says another problem is screeners working the front lines don't get support. He tells of an employee who didn't see a fake gun brought through as a test, but his machine was apparently broken. The gun's image didn't show up on the screen.
So what happened? The worker got suspended for the day, even though everybody admitted that they couldn't see it on the screen. That's the complete wrong message to send to workers, right? That tells workers don't say a word, right? That tells workers keep your mouth shut. Well, that's not the system that we need in this industry. We need workers who want to speak up, who want to say, there's a problem here, who want to say, my machine's not working, shut this checkpoint down.
Airport security is a competitive business, and although the contracting airlines emphasize they take security very seriously, they also have an eye on their bottom line. In response to Tuesday's attacks, the leading airline trade group says the government should seriously consider taking over airport security. Transportation Secretary Mineta isn't ready for that. He says it would probably cost too much to use civil servants at checkpoints, and he doesn't want the government to just take over low-bid contracts. Daya Khalsa is co-founder of Akal Security, which works in airports, courthouses, and other public places. He says the problem is not subcontracting, but that those buying security services don't demand and pay for the highest service.
With a contractor, you have a company with a that's very motivated to deliver the services that their customer is looking for. And when those are clearly laid out and structured in the right way, that contractor is going to create a whole other level of management and motivation to get that done.
Government rules can dictate what's in some security contracts. The Bush administration is completing a new regulation that would significantly increase screener training and testing and require security subcontractors to meet specific performance standards. Those standards are secret. The law requiring the new rule passed 5 years ago. The final version is due out in a few weeks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.